Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Green Team of the Legendarium, where we cover the books the main hosts aren't covering right now. I'm your host, Chesky, and today I have with me Huron Fan.
Hola.
And I also have with me The Solution.
Hello.
And today we are going to be talking about a new release for Josiah Bancroft, The Hexologists. It's the start of a new series. We got an arc for it. We're very lucky. We're very excited to get it. But let's talk about our first impressions here. I'll go first. I love this book. I have a hard time saying it's quite the same level as the finished series of The Books of Babel, but it's definitely up there, and I definitely want to keep reading more of it. Solution, I know you're the kind of the dissenting voice here, so let's hear your opinions on it.
I think it's a good book. It is not a good book for me, but it is not a great book. It was worth reading. I definitely recommend it to quite a lot of people. Yeah.
Okay. And Huron, how you feeling?
I adored this book. I love the characters. I love the world. I love the magic. I love the beautiful, beautiful words. This was what I needed at this time. And it's already shot up to like my top two favorite urban fantasy series. Probably my favorite detective story, definitely.
That's big praise. So what do you have in competition there?
Really just Craft Sequins. Maybe top three, because if we're counting The Watch from Discworld.
Right. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. It never hurts when a book hits you at the right time. Now, let's try and keep this non-spoilery for a few minutes and just talk about some things about it. How did Huron Fan, you mentioned his prose and his word choice and his writing. Like, what about that really struck out to you this time for this book compared to other books or other authors, perhaps?
Bancroft is very clever, and he knows it, and you could tell just from the way he writes. He can introduce a character with dense is probably the wrong word, very quickly, efficiently, and you could understand that person very well within a paragraph. And at the same time, it's like, oh, I've never seen that before. It's an interesting way of describing someone, but I totally get it. Not just that, but the dialogue that he has between people is believable, and it works for their characters, and there's so much characterization inside the dialogue, inside the descriptions, and because most of this is from one person's POV, we get to understand that person's perspective as well. Also, I had to use the dictionary. I love using the dictionary while I'm reading.
I had to pull mine out a couple times, but I never felt bad about it, so... Solution?
Yeah, so he's definitely very creative. I love that he does that. This was not the book for me at the right time. I don't like the prose when it's that, like you said, it's not dense, but he's just so all over the place with some of the stuff that, like, yeah, like you said, I had to use the dictionary a few times, and some of it was good. Some of it I just didn't want to do at the time, and that speaks to mostly my personal life of being very busy and stressed out. So when I was reading for fun, it wasn't really to get to a dictionary riddled book, but no, it was still really good.
I have to just agree more with Huron on this one. I felt like everything was super efficient, and that each character had like their own real voice, and you could just tell, like, the way they talk and the way they act, you could feel the characters are more fleshed out than just what we're seeing sometimes, and that they have their own like drives and everything, you know, which is what you'd aspire for in every writing. But just, it worked really well for me, that just the way he wrote and just the humor in this one. I don't know if you guys thought it was funny or not, but I was laughing all over the place in this book, just all over the place. Now,
I like clever humor, and this was quite clever.
This was, yeah, it was. There's
also, there were some really bad puns.
That's right. And at the beginning, he calls out the puns. So, I mean, I talked about this yesterday with you here when we were recording something else. But from this book, I specifically got kind of a Sherlock Holmes / Warehouse 13 vibe. Did you guys feel that at all? I know you didn't hear it because you don't know.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, definitely Sherlock Holmes. I don't know Warehouse 13, but yeah.
Good sci-fi show. Just basically collecting artifacts of power and storing them away safely.
This is a detective story through and through. And like in the vein of some of Sherlock Holmes, or even, what's the guy's name? Edgar Allan Poe, Poirot. What they do is they go from place to place, they find a clue, they go to the next area, they meet an interesting NPC, but character. They meet an interesting character. That moves them somewhere else. We slightly unravel this mystery, and there are twists and turns along the way, and it it's exactly that. Which, if that's not what you want, yeah, definitely don't read this. But if you're in the mood for a fantasy detective story, yeah, check this out.
Yeah, a lot of actual detecting versus not detecting.
Mm.
Yeah, right?
It's definitely about the methods.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see.
And the interesting characters.
Yeah. Now, as for some more non-spoilery things, is there anything else you guys want to bring up non-spoilery?
The setting.
Setting, okay. Tell us about it.
The setting is not usually something that I would be interested in. So this is set in the year... This is secondary world, right?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
But they specifically give us a date of the year 4032 or something like that.
Yeah, I like that he did that, in my opinion, was to throw everybody off. Like,
this I highlighted, I'm like, okay, so... All right. But it seems clearly based in London, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And... in the early 21st century, I suppose, right?
Yeah, it would be, well, like, the technology level was cars were just kind of getting invented, where they had just made streets for the cars, and then same with the telephones and stuff like that going.
Lots and lots and lots of pollution.
Yes, yeah.
So maybe late 20th century.
Yeah, but definitely based in London, because even the, wasn't the river? Definitely
near the beginning of the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah. No, I really liked the setting, and to give it a feel, it was like half steampunk, but not necessarily steampunk. I mean, I got the steampunk kind of vibe from it, but without actually be using like steam to power things, or you know,
right, magic. Almost, if you play League of Legends, it's a popular game, and I don't like the game, but the world is cool. It's called Hextech, where it's magic as part of the steampunk property, so it's very similar to that.
I like the cartoon.
Yeah, the cartoon Arcane. Everybody go watch Arcane. Arcana. It's a good show.
Yeah, Arcane's great. Arcane's a good, really good comparison. And usually I'm not really, like, I shouldn't say I dislike these things, but a big problem that I have with urban fantasy is usually because it's so similar to our world, but it didn't bother me at all in this one, even though it absolutely is a secondary world, because I think the environment really worked well into what the themes that Josiah Bancroft was trying to explore, which first and foremost, I think, was like there are two things. First, inequality and power, especially in terms of haves and have-nots. And then secondly, environmental... climate change. Pollution, climate change.
Yeah.
Well, industrial England works perfect for those topics that we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe we'll talk about that hopefully more in the spoiler section here. Now, solution... I was going to ask you, what was one thing you'd want to say in a non-spoilery way?
In the non-spoilery way?
Yep.
I do like one specific character that has the quality that's interesting and funny that we'll get to later. And, you know, just the magic in general is interesting in this world. And he obviously put some thought into it for what he wants to be a series. And I thought that was really good and unique. And he teases you a little bit and then he gives you some more and... obviously you're trying to get hooked for the later books and
perfect. Well, I think that's good on the non-spoilery section. You know, 2 out of 3 of us liked it or really liked it. 1 out of 3 of us liked it, but maybe the wrong time or just the wrong
loved
book.
It. So,
oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I knew you guys would love it. I was like, I don't want to put a damper on anything, so I didn't mention anything.
One more thing. This story is largely also about family. And I think it does that very well. I imagine there'll be more
family
in future books, but like good and bad, it's largely about family.
All right. Well, let's just get into the spoilery section.